brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friday is upon us and will soon come and go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today. It is the 24th day of May 2013, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours and have open phones. Armistice Ben Fuchs is going to pop in about the march on Monsanto tomorrow. We've got a Leanne McAdoo special report on that as well we're going to be airing. And in the third hour, popping in is the former Minister of Defense of Canada, who's been speaking out against the New World Order and the Bilderberg Group, Paul Hellyer. So we'll definitely be having some interesting questions for him coming up today. It is a, well, quite frankly, an orgy of information as usual, but it's just intensifying. Roger Ailes, the head of Fox the news division of News Corp, has written a letter to Fox employees dealing with the government persecution and naked tyranny. And now they are saying, the federal government is, that if you basically talk to anybody in government and even ask their opinion about the weather, you're going to be arrested. So we are going, I mean, this is literal. In fact, Roger Ailes talks about that. This is a criminal government that wants to have a chilling effect and intimidate everybody, but it's liberal. I mean, it's so trendy. I mean, Barack Obama is at least part African, so it's just impossible that he could do anything wrong. And then meanwhile, we have got a lot of other really important news dealing with the economy. Bernanke out by August, QE ends, rates up. Crash, that's the Wall Street Journal headline. I've got an NBC headline and video clip coming up where they say buy canned foods in case an asteroid hits the Earth. By the way, I didn't say that. As I know, Rachel Maddow, with her tiny audience, will clip that out and have me saying buy canned foods, an asteroid's going to hit us. That's NBC saying that. You know, MSNBC, Microsoft, Bill Gates, NBC, says prepare for asteroid, but they'll just take it and say, I said it. And that leads us to another point. I never got to this yesterday. I briefly talked about it, but it really hit me last night how ridiculous it is. So I'm going to cover this as well in this hour, because it's, I don't usually cover the news when we, just because we're in it. But when you've got two articles in the Huffington Post, the Washington Post, raw story, every, you know, White House organ repeating the talking points of the admittedly White House completely run George Soros funded Media Matters, saying that I mean, now they say that I said the tornado. It's not now that I said there's weather weapons, which are on record, but they just hope you're stupid. Now they openly say, I say that Obama did it with the tornado. Which I just say, bring it on, man, more of this stuff. Because I was reading last night on Raw Story and the Huffington Post and the Washington Post, most of the comments were going, well, here's the UN treaty on weather weapons. I mean, here's Bill Gates developing them. I mean, you know, here they are with the HAARP program. Here are the Chinese admittedly controlling their weather. In fact, guys, you've done an exemplary job. I forgot to tell you this morning. Will you print me, type in Dubai makes the desert green with weather control. It'll show the different antennas they use. And then print Bill Gates, geoengineering, give me a London Guardian on that or something. And then print UN weather weapon treaty, 1978. And just print me, not the whole treaty, but just a few pages of it, because I don't want to waste paper for the environment. Just some of that. Or like weather weapons, and click news, and like Fox, CNN. Because then I'm going to show all the weather weapons. And all I said is they got weather weapons. This is probably real. And meanwhile, Senator Whitehouse said Midwesterners brought this on themselves. So they're the real conspiracy theorists.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans. Both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
On the turning away from the pale and downtrodden and the words they say which we won't understand. Don't what's happening is just a case of all the suffering. Oh, you'll find that you're joining in the turning away.
Monday through Friday,
it's a sin that somehow,
from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live. Weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars, nightly news as well. You have found at the tip of the spear in the fight to awaken humanity to the global eugenics technocratic takeover. And I am your host, Alex Jones. You know, I read this news, I go over all this information, and I got to be honest, I get crazed in the morning. Crazed with just focus, and then my mind starts accelerating, and it gets very, very frustrating that it's so hard to go over all the information and what's unfolding. You know, markets were rattled yesterday, and they're talking about Bernanke when he leaves in August in the Wall Street Journal. Reportedly, they're saying he's going to leave by August, and that QE infinity will end. and that rates will shoot up, and that there will be a crash. That's what all the gearing up is, with the bullets and the armored vehicles and the preparations to seize your pension funds to bail out the mega banks. They hold you hostage and say, bail us out in Europe, bail us out in the U.S., bail us out in Asia. But they designed it as an implosion. Then they get all your tax money and then lecture you how you owe them interest on the money you gave them. Everybody knows that the European banks were bailed out. Everybody knows the big globalist banks in the U.S. were bailed out, the same group, in 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. But by now, it's like, oh, the lazy Spanish, the lazy Greeks, the lazy Italians, they're not lazy. They work constantly over there. They work 2-3 jobs, just like Americans. They work 6 days a week. I've gone and looked up the actuaries. The numbers are out there. Sure, the Germans get a month of vacation. The French do. But they certainly don't in those other countries. And they're hardworking people. And it's the globalists that created the derivative scam, not to even create a bubble and pump up the economy, but to infect the entire world market. Globalism isn't meant to create global prosperity. It's meant to create global pestilence in the financial markets to then hold everyone hostage and demand a financial dictatorship globally, or they will wreck it even further. And then you acquiesce to the threat of the terrorist, and then you only go deeper into bondage. The bravado, arrogant, stuffed, chutzpah-fueled New World Order is run by a bunch of madmen. And yes, fortune favors the bold, and just as Napoleon and Hitler went a bridge too far and invaded too many countries, the globalists are trying to invade the entire human psyche and give us psychic death, a psychic infection, a psychic spiritual wound to hate ourselves and hate our life force and hate our survival instinct and stand down so they can take over the world. The New World Order is dead on arrival by design. It's meant to implode the globe financially, economically, where they are the only men left standing, but that's not going to happen. The New World Order will be swept under in their own riptide and will be torn physically, spiritually, mentally, financially, limb from limb. They will be drawn and they will be quartered. They will be hoisted on their own petard. They will fall into their own pit. They believe that they're going to become gods. They are in a race with different combines who agree on world government as the structure of dominance over humanity, but who are not in full control over their own centralized system as they struggle and battle for control at the top of the pyramid. That's why they are pedal to the metal genetic engineering, life extension technologies, weaponizing all electronics, all computer systems in a panopticonic grid of dehumanization. In fact, when you guys print this, I meant to cover it 2 days ago and never did. Schmidt, the head of Google, came out and said, I think it's stupid. The headline is, Schmidt says, don't be evil slogan of Google was silly, is the headline. He gave a speech and said that, and he was questioned in the talk he gave, and he said, well, there is no evil. That's only in the Bible. When you hear that, ladies and gentlemen, you know what they're doing. They're telling you there's no rudder. They're telling you there's no standard. They're telling you there is nothing that matters, so you are blind and deaf and tasteless and touchless and have no bearing. You know a rotten steak full of maggots is evil, evil to your palate. you know a killer grabbing a small child out of the back of a backyard and raping and torturing them for months. Psychopaths call it using them up before they kill them. You know that's inherently evil. It's against life. It's against prosperity. It's against the universe. It is an aberration to not fall to your knees and see the beauty in the firmament of the sky at night and to love all the beautiful and innocent and good things and want to crush the evil, not want to crush the innocent. It is a cancer in the universe. It is a fraud. It is a virus. It is a malfunction. And it tells us we are deformed. It tells us we're blind. No, I have deep knowledge of good and evil. I have more knowledge of evil than most of these evil people. And they believe they're achieving power by going against the universal programming, and it's the opposite. And so I just want to talk directly to the globalists before I get into the news here. Many of you, after you attain great power, realize that it's actually a millstone. But then you're so deep in it and so fearful, and in the struggle to gain power, you burn yourselves out. And so you've already carried out your mission for El Diablo. Still others just enjoy the raw exercise of power and the different flavors of it. But your statement that there is no evil, there is no right and wrong, that you are beyond good and evil. Any of you that actually believe that are nothing but imprisoned spiritual slaves. The higher-ups above you truly believe that through darkness there will be brought light and that Lucifer is God and that Lucifer has chosen them to be gods. The highest level of the New World Order actually is beyond your term of good and evil, but they are deceived. They believe they're doing horrible things and see it as evil, but believe that they are simply bringing in a time of darkness to bring in a time of great light, and that is another lie. The truth is, there is a force in this universe that wants to kill and destroy life. All life, new life, old forms of life. The counterfeit world being built by Monsanto and Google and Microsoft, all part of the inner eugenics combine, with IBM as its progenitor, a eugenics foundation cult, with IBM at the center. Its plan is the total destruction of this planet. You want to know what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole? It's death. And all of you intellectually, but also at a subconscious level, because your subconscious is innumerably more powerful than your conscious mind. It is your mind. The cerebral cortex is only the narrow focus of the mind. You already know what I'm telling you is true. Intellectually, academically, you can prove it all. And we do. But there are very few in the world who serve this conspiracy against life and against truth who actually know the great plan. But there are those in love with death and in love with the siren song of destruction who are wedded to Satan forever in the black tomb, the black grave, the black hole that they would make this planet. There is a spiritual force in the universe that does not want humanity to achieve its next level of development. The eye has not seen, the ear has not heard what the creator of the universe has in store for those made in the image and the likeness. Not only the image, the likeness, the behavior of the creator of the universe, the prime directive is to achieve Type 1 civilization for this planet and move to the next level. Satan plans to block it.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, I'm going to get into big breaking news on the Benghazi front. Benghazi investigation deepens. Lawmakers seek interviews of 13 officials involved. It's also now been confirmed that Lois Lerner was involved and is been lying when she said before she went under oath and took the fifth that she knew nothing. So if the Republicans want to destroy the criminal Obamaoids, they can do it. The problem is their leadership, like Ted Cruz said on Monday, is basically bought and paid for by the same people, the Republican leadership. And that's why you see the mainstream media and the neocons attacking Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, people like that. I mean, we've now got Glenn Beck saying he's a libertarian, attacking establishment Republicans. We're very close to getting Rush Limbaugh to do that. I mean, listen, people just don't expect that libertarians and constitutionalists, freedom lovers, whatever you want to call us, couldn't take America back. You see, that's the big lie, folks, that you don't believe you can have an effect. Every media I talk to, even mainstream media, that's, you know, calling my office that I have time to talk to, I don't even have time to call, like, GQ back. I'm not bragging Associated Press. I mean, I've got stacks of just, you know, we want to do a cover story on this, cover story on that. How much money do you make? It's always the same question. On and on and on and on and on. In fact, remind me to call Bloomberg back, because even though I made it clear, I want an email on record to them. It's not bad to make money, but I know how they act. They're like, so how much money do you make? And I said, $7 million a year is what it costs to run this operation. So you keep $7 million a year. And I'm like, no, I said it costs $7 million a year to run this operation. And I put almost all the money into it. But it'd be okay if I was making money. But my goal is freedom and a future destiny for humanity. That's what gets me really excited. And they would just go back to, so you make a lot of money. So will you remind somebody when in their emails, I want it on record, that it takes $7 million to run this place. That's their answer. See, that problem is I've got too much on my mind. They're doing some cover story for Bloomberg. And I'm like, well, what's it a cover story for? Well, we can't say. And I go, what, Business Week? So, I mean, it's just like, get Alex Jones is the name of the game. Get Alex Jones is the name of the game. And they're calling up. The media is trying to find people I went to high school with, a whole crew of them. Or they can just do what Mr. Maddow does. I mean, Janet Reno. Janet Napolitano. I get them all confused. Pat from Saturday Night Live. No. Ron Maddow. What? Nothing wrong with it. I mean, he's a handsome guy. I'm going to be honest with everybody. I'm attracted to Mr. Maddow, and that really conflicts my... I always thought of myself as a heterosexual, but... I wonder if Mr. Maddow is going to join the Boy Scouts as a troop leader. I'm sorry. That's Saturday Night Live. I get all these people confused. I'm sorry, that's not right. I should criticize Rachel Maddow on her lying to her audience, and we'll do that in the next segment. But let me get to this. I'm going to get to this after that. Roger Ailes' letter to Fox employees, Lois Lerner directly involved in IRS targeting letter show. Oh, yeah, I mean, MSNBC is now currently saying, good, go after the Tea Party. They're racist. Shut them down. You've seen them. But I saw him years ago, admittedly targeting libertarians, pro-life groups. Tell us the content of your prayers. And people did. They're like, okay, just don't shut down our pro-life thing. It's okay. You don't have to be shut down. You've got to give a pro-abortion message half the time. Well, how do we do that? It came out in Congress last week. You just go out and you have a pro-abortion, pro-choice sign. For 1 hour, then you have an anti-abortion sign. And then we'll allow you to operate. How's that sound? And that's how, I mean, they have no jurisdiction, none of that, can't get involved in your First Amendment, but they do, because Americans think that's how you get ahead, is worshiping, foaming at the mouth, sicko control freaks.
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
All right, I'm going to stop right there, actually. I think Sergeant Schultz is a very handsome woman. I think he kind of looks like Janet Reno. If you cross Janet Reno, well, she's got a bigger beard than him. These jokes are wrong. I'm sorry. You know, I retreat into sarcasm when the news is torturing my brain. Uh-oh, there she is visiting with us, Janet Napolitano. All right, we'll be right back and get serious and debunk their latest propaganda. Let's say hi to Rachel.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer a battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way. When outlaws rule the West,
he tapped the AP's phone lines and arrested reporters for doing their job under espionage rules. He launched fleets of drones and was given Nobel Peace Prizes.
Then out of the sun rode a man with a gun, and Bart was his name.
Bart Simpson.
Bart was his name.
All right, I'm going to stop right there.
He rode a...
All right, let's get serious here, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk directly to the White House here, because George Soros funds it with millions a year. The White House transition chief and others publicly run it. And Media Matters, that has a tiny visitorship on it, still is important because it is White House run on record. Its memos have come out. 2 years ago. They want to infiltrate alternative media. That means getting hired there to, quote, internally sabotage and destroy. It is an intelligence operation of deceivers. And they are used for CNN and MSNBC's talking points. If you see a Media Matters article attacking myself, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Joseph Watson, Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, Andrew Napolitano, whoever they're attacking, you will then see it on CNN and MSNBC that day or the next day. Word for word. They never give it credit, though. But they word for word, you know, that's their directive from the White House. And that way they can keep it separated somewhat from the White House, so it's not the White House directly running MSNBC or CNN. The talking points are written, and then they are adopted and loaded into teleprompters that night for Rachel Maddow, Chrissy Matthews, and CIA Anderson Cooper, and all the rest of them. And a day after the tragic tornado this week hit Moore, Oklahoma, the suburb of Oklahoma City, callers kept calling in saying, we think it's weather weapons. Could it be weather weapons? And I spoke off and on for the three-hour show about it. And I'd actually been talking the day before, even before the tornado happened, the day of the tornado, I had a weather weapons whistleblower, 9-year Air Force veteran on, talking about just tons every week of barium salts, aluminum dioxide, there in Oklahoma, coming to the Air Force base. So I've had clips of the White House science czar on air about geoengineering. There's shows on Discovery Channel, History Channel about it. I've interviewed Ben Livingston, meteorologist, the father of weather weapons, that they have, Discovery Channel shows about. I mean, this is like talking about Vietnam, and they're saying it doesn't exist. I mean, it's been National Geographic shows, Associated Press. Everybody knows about weather modification, weather weapons, HAARP programs. And so I said, I don't think this is a weather weapon, probably. I said, it's probably a real tornado. We're at a 60-year low, USA Today reported, maybe pull that up on screen for folks, of tornadoes, and saying we should pay carbon taxes, like Senator Winehouse said, or we're going to cause more of this is just voodoo. It's total voodoo. Democratic senator urges Oklahoma tornado. Again, Democratic senator uses Oklahoma tornado for anti-GOP rant over global warming. And he said, you Midwesterner red state people, we're going to play the clip. He said, we're sick of paying for you. You won't vote for the carbon taxes and all the rest of it. And so it's your fault this is happening. And we're sick of you. So he basically said, Oklahoma, you deserve what happened to you. And that we're, because of you, we're being flooded on the East Coast. I mean, just crazy talk. There's always been tornadoes, always been hurricanes, always been earthquakes. There's earthquakes now, they say. Pay Al Gore carbon taxes. Pay Obama and the Chicago Carbon Exchange money. You're causing this. I mean, it's like witch doctors of old saying you're going to cause the sun to not come up tomorrow if you don't give me the best hut in the village. And then there's an eclipse. Everybody bows down before the witch doctor. And now, for 20 generations, his family takes over. Then he finally says, sacrifice your kids to me. Every culture ends up with witch doctors dancing around, throwing stuff into the fire, causing poofs of smoke, and everyone bowing down to them. And that's all these people are, 21st century con artists. So Senator Winehouse comes out and says the Midwest basically deserves this. It's their fault because we won't pay the ransom to them. And meanwhile, there's massive geoengineering going on, $5 billion worth a year by the Department of Energy, the chemtrailing. That's just thousands of government documents. It's publicly admitted, but they can tell the public doesn't exist. And that's what she said. So my wife last night, I was watching this at about 11 o'clock, and she goes, man, you ought to sue them. Now they're saying that you said the tornado was government controlled? And I said, honey, they're discredited. They're public figures. I'm a public figure. They hurt themselves doing this. I said, this is wonderful. She goes, well, it just makes me mad. And I go, doesn't make me mad. It makes me as happy as a pig and you know what. I mean, this is awesome. This is awesome. Because we tell the truth. We're teleprompter free. We bring out big, complex thoughts. people actually resonate with it. They dumb the news down to dumb you down. Frontline did a good piece about a decade ago about how they did studies that it's not that people are getting dumber and so TV gets dumber. TV is dumber and then that makes you dumber. Which is really common sense. Garbage in, garbage out. You program a computer bad, it's going to be bad. So we're up here with complex thoughts. And so what do they do with that? They go in, and on Media Matters, you notice it's audio only, so they don't show the cuts. But with her, they just show a short clip where I'm saying, well, you know, if they've got weather modification going on, they probably don't even know if they caused this. But probably real. Well, they edit that down to make it sound like that I'm saying the tornado was sent by Obama. When there's, and I also went further and said, the lady, no, you're going to see small planes and stuff low in and around a storm formation that could create tornadoes when hot and cold, you know, air comes together. I talked about meteorology. I went over the history of it. I mean, I really did a breakdown, almost like a university lecture, to try to get people to actually think. And I said, so it's probably not that. And we're going to write an article today with a full clip up there of the caller from the Tuesday show. But the point is, they took that, edited it down, and then said, you know, first, on Wednesday, it was, I said it could be man-made, and I'm crazy because there's weather modification. And then everybody in all the White House-controlled news sites was going, well, actually, there is weather weapons. You're saying he's a kook for saying it could be weather weapons? And they were posting all the UN treaties and National Geographic and AP and Reuters. So then they flipped yesterday and are now going directly to Alex Jones says that Obama sent the tornado. And they did that from Wednesday with her directive that no, Obama sent the tornado. Of course, I didn't say that. And anybody watching that knows I didn't say that. But that's who they think you are. They operate in lies and deceit. And, I mean, it's now, no exaggeration, in hundreds of publications. They're doing a full court press with this. Let's pull the Washington Post back up. Matt Al shames Republicans and InfoWars conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, or conspiracyist Alex Jones. It reads like conspira-racist, is that? Conspiracist. I guess they're inventing words, because I know subconsciously you see the word racist there. The point is that they come out and they go, ooh, you're blown away. Oh, you're discredited. You're a kook. Oh, my gosh. The Republicans are doing hearings about the 2 billion plus bullets and the 7,000 armored vehicles they just bought. And they're doing things about claiming the military trained to put us in FEMA camps. And they're doing, I mean, the Republicans are getting their talking points from Alex Jones. And she goes, will you please stop it? Stop it. And, of course, that's when she's not saying, don't listen to Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. They're going to discredit you. Republicans, whatever you do, stop giving them attention. You're discredited. What they're actually saying is, please stop. Don't. No. Don't get into how we're building FEMA camps and spying on you and trying to intimidate and arrest reporters. Don't look into how we're claiming the military's under NATO command. Don't look at how we're funding al-Qaeda groups in Libya and Syria. Don't listen to this madman. Don't. No, Ted Cruz, he's discrediting you. They know Ted Cruz will energize libertarians and conservatives, and then they will overthrow the old Republican leadership, and we'll take the country back. So she's like, ha, 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 Ted Cruz is totally discredited. He's saying the Republican leadership's bad now. Oh, that'll really discredit you. This is what they're totally afraid of. And they're all about, as control freaks, setting the narrative that you do what they say. And they go, there are no 2 billion bullets. And now they're like, so what? We got 2 billion bullets. Alex Jones is discredited. The 2 billion bullets aren't for what he said they were. And then, I mean, you read these AP debunking articles and stuff, and it says, yeah, there are 2 billion bullets, kind of, but they're not for you. And hollow points are for target practice. And, you know, the government's not training for war with you. Oh, really? We have hundreds of your training manuals saying it's for gun owners, veterans, returning veterans. You know, never mind that. Alex Jones is discredited. Republicans, you've got to stop. You've got to tell Matt Drudge to stop linking to him. I mean, she has a report every week about that. And you've got to have Ron Paul's got to stop going on his show. And Ted Cruz is bad. And don't do it. Republicans do not talk like these people. Do not behave like any of these people. It's okay, because they're discrediting you. No. What we're hurting them, and they're desperate. Matt Al's gone from 1 million viewers to 400,000 in a year, on average. On a good night, 600,000. Morgan's gone from over 1 million to 400,000 and plunging. Folks, they are bleeding out, hemorrhaging in shock on the ground because we have the truth going. And now we're going to show FM-39.40 that Obama demanded the Pentagon put out for the re-education of conservatives and libertarians and our gun confiscation. It's all in here. And we're gonna. Oh, you don't want that, do you? Does that discredit me? Because it's real. It's at army.mil. You don't like that very much, do you? Oh, you want me to stop? I'm not gonna stop. Okay? So, I want to show Ms. Maddow. I want to show her right now just what we printed up today. Document cam shot, please. Okay? Democratic senator urges Oklahoma. Again, Democratic senator uses Oklahoma tornado for anti-GOP rant over global warming. And I'm going to get to that clip later where they actually blame Midwesterners and Oklahomans for it, saying you didn't pay us carbon taxes and we're sick of giving you billions of dollars when you have floods or when you have droughts. Because, I mean, that is outrageous. That should be the end of his political career right there, blaming the tornado victims. Oh, but no, that's the real crazy wild-eyed conspiracy theory. I come out, and we're going to play that clip coming up. I come out and I say, callers are calling, I got open phones, and I'm like, yeah, it could be weather weapons, but probably not. That's Tornado Alley, and people need storm shelters, but here's the history of weather modification, and it's harder to steer groups of tornadoes. They can mainly help create them. But this probably wasn't that. And they think their audience is so dumb, the White House goes, and the Cass Sunstein types go on this. Saying the government can control tornadoes. Certified in the 60s, they could do that and hurricanes. Stanford Research Institute declassified 6 years ago now. They think you're dumb. They're targeting an audience, folks, that cannot tie their shoelaces. Can you imagine the people that actually watch this globalist garbage where everything's anti-family, anti-man, anti-woman, anti-common sense, 24/7? Now, let's go over some of this. Here is story. Dubai's weather wizards create rain, wrestle power from Mother Nature. That was first in the Daily Mail, and it shows graphics of the Daily Mail in color of how the HAARP antennas control the weather. Of course, our government invented these, put them up all over the country, first in the northern climes. But if you talk about it, it doesn't exist. Okay? Here's another one. National Geographic. Scientists make dozens of storms in Abu Dhabi desert. And then it goes into the secretive Swiss company that can control the weather. And then we go out and point out these exact antennas have been put up in every major region. And then they won't let anybody into them. And if you ask, they say it's a conspiracy theory. Okay? UN Weather Weapons Treaty from the 1970s. UNGA Res 31/72 TIAS 9614. I mean, here you go, Rachel. On the weather weapons, a treaty. Oh, here's another one. Bill Gates backs climate scientists lobbying for large-scale geoengineering. And then you got State Department Memorandum 200 admitting they use weather as a weapon, wars as food as a weapon, all of it. So I'm giving you facts here. H.R. 2995, Weather Modification Research and Technology Transfer Authorization. And then they also set up this weather board. I mean, that's just a small... I mean, there are thousands of mainstream articles about this. We're going to skip this network break because I need to get to this clip. Now, we've got all of this going on, all of this happening, all of this unfolding, and there's a tornado. Our listeners know there's weather control to a great extent. Obviously, the Pentagon has been obsessed with it since the 40s. They've been able to make a country bone dry or flooded since the 60s, certified Stanford Research Project, creating hurricanes, killing hurricanes, strengthening hurricanes. And Maddow will probably take a clip of this and say, look, he says they can control hurricanes. And then they play a laugh track in the background. This is how dumb they think you and your family are. This is how mindless the system thinks you are. And then they come out with, I mean, I can't even count them all. It's got to be over 100 articles. Huffington Post, Washington Post, everywhere else. Maddow shames Republicans and InfoWars conspiracyist Alex Jones. After Alex Jones pushes Oklahoma weather weapon theory, Drudge continues to promote him. That's White House Media Matters. Because my talking points, which are the truth, are killing these people politically. Alex Jones pushes tornado truther theory. There's weather weapon stuff going on. Yeah, and then I said there's stuff going on, so you never know. Maybe they inadvertently, with all this geoengineering, are screwing up the weather. And then when it is screwed up, they go, oh, pay us carbon taxes, we'll fix it. Alex Jones, on 100% sure, Obama sent the tornado to destroy Oklahoma. I mean, this is the type of BS they put out. You just knew there would be tornado truthers, didn't you? So, Maddow will weather weapon finally drive GOP away from Alex Jones. Yeah, you're scared to death that the GOP will actually become constitutional and end you people. You're busy trying to kill this country, ship all our jobs out, open the borders up, working with the Republican leadership, selling everybody out, and you're scared to death because our message unifies everybody around common sense. Oh, geoengineering, governance, and technology policy, Congressional Research Service. I mean, January 2nd this year, I mean, doesn't exist, though. You can watch the C-SPAN hearings with Kay Bailey Hutchinson that ran the committee on their weather manipulation of the U.S. $5 billion a year to spray aluminum dioxide over the U.S. alone? I mean, you can look at a satellite photo, type in chemtrail satellite photos of the U.S. NASA reports were 21 to 32% darker on average globally because of condensation trails. That's because they're adding barium salts, aluminum dioxide to it. They are doing something with the atmosphere. They admit they're doing it, but it remains classified, and they're scared to death. You know, Maddow came out and attacked me years ago, and I said bisphenol A 5 years ago is sterilizing you and increasing breast cancer. And they came out on MSNBC, a bunch of shows, and said, he's crazy. He says the juice boxes are making you gay. No, I said the runoff of bisphenol A is making amphibians and fish have both sexual organs. And you may think it's cute that's skyrocketing in humans, that kids are growing up with two different sets of genitalia, and you're like, oh, Alex is being mean to the you know, androgynous community now. No, they're doing this to us, and it's wrong. It reminds me of the end of Omega Man, as you know, a remake really of The Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price. Where he's got the cure, and he's like, here, I've got it. And they're like, no, we've already been transformed, and now we're going to kill you. And they don't, and it's, I don't care what you're doing sexually, but do you want your brain actually altered and the cancer that comes with it? Oh, American scientist, assessing risk of bisphenol A. But see, I helped ram that out into the public consciousness. They're mad at me. I can change the agenda because of my audience and our friends in the real media. They don't like that. They want to keep putting hydrofluorosilicic acid in your water. That's killing all of us. On record, Harvard studies, you name it. They want to continue. They don't want you to know the juice boxes have got bisphenol A. They don't want that taken out. They don't want flame retardant taken out of the Gatorade that we exposed. They don't want you to figure out you can take the country back. Now, let's go to what Rachel Maddow is so upset about. And then tying all the other real stuff we pointed out to something we didn't say. We're going to go to Maddow. And then we'll go to Mr. White House, the senator. So here is Rachel Maddow trying to tell conservatives and libertarians what you can and can't look at. And remember, they said the amnesty bill doesn't have felons being let off, which it does. And it doesn't let them bring in their families, which the bill did. They lie to you. They think you're stupid. They hate you. Let's go to this clip.
Two things happened recently that are related. They do not seem related at first, but trust me, they are related. So stick with me here. The first thing is a small piece of one of the planes that was used on 9/11, being found wedged in a narrow alleyway not far from Ground Zero. Now, at first, it was reported to be part of the landing gear from one of those planes. We learned it actually came from under one of the wings. So that was thing number one. Just a couple of days later, thing number two. Republicans on the House Oversight Committee held a joint hearing on the amount of ammunition the Department of Homeland Security has on hand. See, because if the federal government has more bullets than the general population, how are we going to defend ourselves in the fight against the government? Can't let the government get the upper hand in the weapons race, right? Next thing you know, they'll have like a standing army and bombs that can take out whole cities and stuff. So yes, Republicans...
She gets off on that power. That's designed and pointed at other nations, the ICBMs, all that. By the way, they're now starting to point those tanks and stuff at us. That's the whole point. Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. Our founders did. And you try to make it a cynical joke associated with an airplane part I've never talked about. Let's continue with someone reading off a White House written script, literally. This is state-run media. Here it is.
And the Senate followed up the ammo thing with an actual bill, an actual piece of legislation that's supposed to prevent the government from buying too many bullets. Yes, this is the same federal government that already stockpiles, say, Abrams tanks and armed drones and giant intercontinental missiles that can carry nuclear.
This is Homeland Security, a new fifth branch of the military, training to take on the Tea Party, while the IRS harasses everybody and harasses pro-lifers and grabs their bank accounts. You people are terrorizing the daylights out of us with black uniform police everywhere, trying to intimidate us, and we say, hey, you're our government, stop it, and you run around trying to say it isn't happening, you witch. You're going to go to Nuremberg trial, because you guys are going to commit your crimes. I know you're going to try a hot takeover. And let me tell you, Matt Al, you're going to be in the dock at the new Nuremberg if you get your way. Back off now, witch. You really want to sign on to this takeover? Because you're going to fail. And no matter what happens to me, when this country gets taken back, you're not going to be able to run to Europe. Let's go back to her.
Your weapons, all that, yes, but it's an excess of bullets that congressional Republicans have decided is the really worrying firepower. That worries.
Hit pause again. Homeland Security paid for $2 million worth of paper targets of five-year-old children to shoot, called No More Hesitation. You're training for us. She tries to go, well, the government's got nuclear missiles and all this stuff. That is controlled by Congress and aimed at other countries. And that's gotten out of, see, I mean, it's so incredible. Just let's go back to the clip. Here it is.
Oh, crazy. So out there that even the National Rifle Association wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot rifle. And yes, the conspiracy theory about the government having too many bullets is nuts. But it's not out of nowhere. That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories that seduce Republicans. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars. Yes, this is the same guy who has been selling the idea that the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School and the massacre at Aurora, Colorado were actually fake. They were faked as an excuse to take away our guns and enslave us to the giant wasps who hive beneath the UN building.
Oh, let's pause.
It's the same guy.
Those were real shootings, and they clearly let the mentally ill people do it, and they were under government payroll in both cases, and other shooters were caught and covered up. So, and I do not say that giant wasps are under the UN building. It's actually giant Easter bunnies. But, okay, the point is, I haven't even gotten to it yet. I'll have to play it the next hour, and then I'll get to White House. And the reason I spend a lot of time on this is it just deals with these control freaks, this mouse that's roaring. You guys could set me up and get rid of me tomorrow, globalist, and the signal's already out. Okay? Everybody knows you're a bunch of globalists taking the country over. And then she goes in and says that I said that Obama sent the tornado, which I never said. And, you know, more. Keep it up, witch. Keep it up, witch.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.